If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
So happy birthday, Tiki Barber, who is still celebrating his newfound decade in another country. I forgot what country it is, but he's there, and he'll be back on Wednesday.
Morocco. It's a Moroccan happy birthday for Tiki.
A Moroccan happy birthday.
He's a Moroccan and rolling.
Damn right. We will find out what Boomer Esiason's mysterious birthday present for Tiki is a little bit later on. Plus, Anthony Volpe has a brand new nickname that sucks, but he loves it. And do we now know what the New York Giants will do at 3. But, Sean, the New York Mets completed a perfect weekend. And, oh, one thing before I get into the Mets' perfect weekend. Mm-hmm. Today's a very unique day here on WFA, and the Yankee game is starting at 3 o'clock. That will be on the AM side. So if you're tuning in and you're like, I think the Yankees are playing a day game, they are. They will be on AM 660. We are going to be on the FM side, so we'll do a full show here. The Yankees are on the AM side. We'll also be your companion, so we'll keep you posted on what's going on, and you can flip back and forth if you so wish. But the Mets had a perfect weekend for three reasons. Would you like to guess the three reasons, or would you like me to tell you?
Well, the number one reason is they won every single game.
That's reason number one. Very good. Look at you. That's reason number one.
Okay.
The New York Mets went 3-for-3. They beat the Blue Jays three times. That's reason number one why this was a perfect weekend. Go ahead for number two.
Number two is they broke Citi Field records for paid attendance over the course of the first week of the first three games of the season.
You are on fire. Steve Cohen called out Met fans a few months ago. He said, hey, I'm spending money on this team. I'm going into my pockets. Now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to buy tickets and come to my ballpark. And despite the weather not being ideal on Saturday night, they announced 38,000 people, and it looked like everybody showed up. Yeah. They got a little rowdy at the end of the game. More on that later. And then even yesterday, I was in the building for yesterday's game, a jam-packed house on a cold day. So the Met fans have started the season on a very positive note, listening to Steve Cohen. 2-for-2, do you know the third reason?
The third is we don't have to spend a whole season debating Pete Alonso and Vlad Guerrero Jr., therefore Pete's future as a Met feels more locked up.
Sean, you didn't phrase it the right way, but we'll give it to you!
I got it!
I am so happy, so thrilled as a New York Met fan that Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and Vlad, if you're listening, I got nothing against you. This is business, bro. You've done nothing wrong. You're a nice guy. Your father was wonderful. You're a Canadian, but you're also an American, and you're Dominican, and we love you. But I was so sick and tired of the obnoxious makeout sessions that my fellow Met fans have done with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. over the last few months.
I believe the term is tongue bathing. Evan.
Tongue bathing! They were tongue bathing this guy! On opening day Friday, live on the air, my dad said it. He's not a liar. He said there was applause for Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Tommy Lugau was like, Vladimir, we're going to sign him. I love Vladimir. Other Met fans were like, he's so much better than Pete Alonso. We should just let Pete walk, wait a year, and then get Vlad a year later. And now it's over. He stays in Toronto, and maybe Met fans actually have the decency to look in the mirror and appreciate their wife. And their wife is Pete Alonso.
Right.
So not only does Vlad ground out to end the series and end the game and doesn't really do anything too impactful over the course of these three games, but they send him out of New York with no possibility of him ever coming back as a home team player. Thank you. I am so ecstatic that I don't have to live in a world in which my fellow Met fan tongue bathes Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
I am too. Look, as an IBO myself, I think this is great for Major League Baseball, first and foremost, that somebody finally took the Toronto Blue Jays money, $500 million worth, and it's the Blue Jays keeping their own player. But more importantly, did we need to live through a whole season of Tommy talking about both? We could have both, Evan. We could have both.
Now, Tommy,
pumping his chest out.
Tommy, I want you to be honest, because I know your answer is going to be no, but I always want to give you a fair shot. You have said numerous times on this radio station, on social media, that Vladimir Guerrero Jr. will be a New York Met. Now that he isn't, Elworthy?
Elworthy? I think it's Elworthy.
Elworthy?
I think that we have established the rules here. If you guys think I should wear an L, it has to be Tiki, so you have to bother him on vacation. He's celebrating his 50th birthday in Morocco, so you got to bother him.
Right.
Sean and Evan have to agree that I wear the L. The person that's wearing the L doesn't say, I should wear an L.
Well, but, thank you for teaching us the rules. We're aware of that. I just want you to be honest with us. Like, your answer could be, you know what? I think I do deserve an L. It would still be up to the three of us. You could counter and say, I don't deserve to wear an L. Blah, blah, blah. I was just kidding. So you're right. And I appreciate you reminding the audience of the rules of the L.
Okay.
But I'm just more asking you your opinion, because I was raising my hand after Goldie let off and said I should wear an L. And you guys obviously agreed, and I wore an L. But, quote, I've been saying it for months. Vlad wants the Mets. The Mets want Vlad. It's all happening. I can feel it. That's you. Elworthy? Elworthy?
He never got to the point where the Mets could sign him. So half of that is Elworthy, clearly Vlad, and I was stunned by this. I didn't think he'd want to stay in Toronto, especially once the season started. So 50% of what I said there I think was Elworthy. I still think the Mets wanted him, and I still think they would have got him, and they would have outbid the Yankees for it, but and he would have came here. He stayed in Toronto. So I'm going to go 50% Elworthy on my behalf.
Okay. All right. I do think there is a sense of irony, though, Evan, and I'm with you. I think this is ultimately going to be best for the Mets. Let him go live out in Toronto. But Steve Cohen's call to action multiple times this offseason were the fans to show him that his money spent was going to be worth it on the other end. And boy, did they pay up their end of the bargain. Now, this week, colder, wet weather, we'll see what happens with the Marlins. But what a great showing by those fans all weekend. And then you wake up to the news. Thanks for those first 3 days. By the way, the biggest free agent some of you wanted, no shot. We're out.
Well, so you're saying that was the FU to the fans back?
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny, yes. The way to reciprocate right off the bat.
I think that what's happened, and I'm kind of glad that this all occurred the way it did, I think that we as Met fans are living in a new world, a world which we think we can sign any player that becomes available. And that's a healthy world to live in. That's a world you've lived in your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Yankees have always been in that spot. Now, it doesn't mean you end up with every player, but it makes you believe you can end up with any player. And what I want this to be a lesson for all of us, not me, because I didn't fall for this crap, but a lot of you people did, was just because the Mets can be involved on everybody doesn't mean they should be. And doesn't mean you should take guys like Pete Alonso, who's been nothing but a good, solid New York Met, and kick him to the curb the way you guys did by even cheering for Vladimir on Friday, the way some of you did during the offseason when you said, Vlad's better, let's just wait a year. Like, just because, yes, Steve Cohen's got the biggest checkbook amongst checkbooks doesn't mean that you should go out and sign everyone or dump the guys that have been loyal to you. And so I thought the timing of all of this was beautiful. The Mets play the Blue Jays. Mm-hmm. The Mets beat the Blue Jays.
Pete's the most important Met the whole freaking series.
No doubt about it, he is. In fact, this guy wrote me to the Rico email, and he's spot on about this. Imagine an alternate universe where Pete Alonso signed with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays probably sweep the series. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Brett Beatty's playing third base. Mark Vientos is playing first base. Acuna's playing second base. There's no replacement for Pete Alonso, who, by the way, set the tone for this entire series with a two-run home run on opening day, who made great, unbelievable defensive plays this entire series. But he's on Toronto.
Yeah.
And
we're fielding calls of frustration about Soto and Lindor.
Probably. It's a very different discussion. We're fantasizing about a guy who's a free agent 8 months from now.
Yeah.
So Pete makes the difference in this series. Vlad doesn't do anything impactful. The place is packed, like you mentioned. The call of arms answered by Met fans to Steve Cohen. And then when Vlad signed that contract, I saw it at about 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
How did you see it at 3 o'clock?
You know the way my life is. It's weird. I went to sleep. I woke up. Weird things happen.
Oh, my God.
And when I saw that news, I can't tell you how excited I was. I was so pumped up, not because, oh, it's good for baseball. That's a nice, cute line, Sean.
I was pumped up about that.
That's great. Oh, I'm glad it's good for baseball. What? I'm just so happy I don't have to hear his name anymore. And I have nothing against Vlad. You people made me resent him. Tommy made me resent him. You did. And now you never fantasize about him again. You never say his name again. Keep his name out your mouth. Like, this Met weekend was 9 out of 10. This made it a 12 out of 10.
You're still playing checkers, Evan. You're not playing chess.
To what?
You just said on the radio that you're happy that a great player signed or stayed with the Blue Jays and the Mets wouldn't have an opportunity to bring him in. I'm sorry. Like, you still could have had both Pete Alonso. Pete could be the DH. Vlad could be the first baseman. Like, we're in a new era of Mets baseball here.
No.
I know you love Pete. I love Pete. I want Pete to stay here his entire career.
No.
Now, do the Mets want that?
No.
Right.
Here's,
no.
Here's where you're wrong, okay? While we are living in a new world with an owner that can spend a fortune, there's always a moment where they can't spend more. Can I bring up George Steinbrenner, Sean? Is that okay?
I mean, yes. He's been dead a long time, Evan. I don't know if you heard.
I have heard.
Okay.
And we have nothing but love and respect for George Steinbrenner, but I bring him up because he's the deity that we all look up to. Met fans look up to him. I think when Met fans talk about Steve Cohen, in their mind, they're thinking this is our George Steinbrenner.
Okay.
Because George is a deity in this town. There were moments with George Steinbrenner where he would spend a fortune and say, okay, this is enough. I'll never forget when they didn't sign Beltran.
Yep.
They didn't sign Beltran because George put his foot down and said, enough. I can't spend. I've already given you enough. And so your eyes are bigger than your brain. If the Mets had invested $500 million in Vladimir Guerrero Jr., which, for the record, baseball-wise, I think is stupid, in my opinion. I think that's a terrible contract, okay? I think it's dumb. If the Mets had done that, do you think that they would also have room to do all the other luxurious things that people will be calling this radio station about in 6 months or 3 months and 9 months? And the answer is no. So you got to be smart. I think Juan Soto was smart because I think he's worth it. But it doesn't mean that every single shiny object is going to be worth it.
That's right. So where do you think the next Steve Cohen big ticket item comes? Starting pitching?
I'm not worried about that.
I understand you're not worried about it, but if a Met fan is listening to this and was sinking their eyes and their teeth into the idea that Vlad Guerrero Jr. comes next, that money's not going in Steve's pocket, right?
Here's the problem I have with what you just said, okay? And I understand you're representing people in the audience.
Sure.
Same for Yankee fans, too. It is April 7th. The New York Mets. Is it April 7th?
It is April 7th. Happy birthday, Tiki.
Thank you. Oh, happy birthday, Tiki, again. And thank you to the New York Yankees for allowing us to split the signal today so the Yankees could be on AM and Evan and Tiki could be on FM. Thank you to the New York Yankees. You guys realize that other than me not rooting for your baseball team, there's no organization I love more than the New York Yankees because of things like that.
Yes.
It's like Santa Claus decided, you know what? We're going to give you a present. Three split signals. And I'm like, thank you, sir. May I have another?
And sending our well wishes, by the way, to Dave Sims and Susan Woolman, our friends here and colleagues who now have to sit in weather colder than most December games at MetLife in Detroit.
Don't feel bad for them. They could shut the window in the press box.
What brutal baseball weather.
And by the way, if Susan and Dave are smart, and they are, they will be shutting that damn window.
They have to.
They're going to be freezing their asses off. Anyhow, it is April 7th. The New York Mets are 6-3. The New York Yankees are 6-3. Both teams, for very different reasons, are off to good starts. Why do you need an apple of your eye? Why, since Vlad has signed, do Met fans need to focus on someone else? Why, if you're a Yankee fan, do you have to think about, well, Kyle Tucker's a free agent? Why? Why do you have to think about that in the middle of a season in which you're good? If you're a bad team, like, for example, if you're a fan like you and I are of the Brooklyn Nets, we fantasize about free agents and draft picks down the road.
Yeah,
but you don't have to do that when you're good.
I think that's actually the time you do it, Evan. That's where I disagree with you. Because I think when you start opening up windows that you think are not year to year, and for Met fans, let's be honest, you've lived it, Tommy's lived it, A lot of times it's year to year. You guys have talked about how few amount of times you've actually strung together playoff years.
Right.
And when you're building this kind of window that you think is wide open, why wouldn't you drool and salivate?
Because that's a year from now.
No, but Evan, who doesn't have Thanksgiving dinner isn't already thinking about their leftover sandwich the next day? That's what we do as people.
No, I don't.
You have something great right in front of you. You want the great things to continue.
Hold on a second. So when you're sitting there on Thanksgiving and you're eating this wonderful meal, who makes your Thanksgiving dinner?
Aunt Michelle. Great job.
Aunt Michelle? Aunt Michelle has put together the greatest Thanksgiving dinner ever, and you're shoving that food down your mouth.
You're damn right I am.
The mashed potatoes, the cream spinach, the stuffing, turkey.
Yeah. We know what's in the lineup.
I know, I'm pumping myself up because I'm thinking about
exactly.
it. Are you honestly thinking about what you're eating the next day?
At some point, absolutely. I start counting the amount of loaves of rye bread you got. Is there enough for me to bring home? Am I turning this
into
a panini?
While you're eating Thanksgiving
dinner? Of course I am, and I don't think I'm
ridiculous.
Alone. And I know it's a crazy metaphor, but the truth is, if you have something great in front of you, you want the great times to continue, so you're always looking ahead. If you're having a great football season, if the Giants or Jets are rolling, you're not looking, oh my God, we got the Eagles in 4 weeks, even though you have a game right in front of you?
No. That's the same season.
All right. Are you not looking ahead to, hey, man, this guy's a free agent.
No.
Of course you are.
No.
Yes, you are.
Absolutely. Well, if you are, then it's not.
I think most people are. And it doesn't mean it disrespects this season.
I think it does.
But I can't blame Met fans for this. Steve Cohen just got you one, so of course you're going to dream about every offseason going
on. And why would you dream about somebody when you already have somebody? That's the other thing. Pete Alonso's off to a wonderful start.
That's true.
I hope he keeps it up. But he's been a very good New York Met. And why are we so anxious to dump him for somebody else? So I am happy as a Met fan that we no longer have to dream about Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Now, for you as a Yankee fan, were you pining for the idea that he would replace Paul Goldschmidt last year or next year?
Evan, you know I've been consistent on this. Vlad Guerrero Jr., for a lot of the reasons we've talked about, strikes me as a player I would be very worried about signing anywhere north of 10 years. Something that I think would age poorly. I think he is going to get pudgier as times roll along. But that was not the guy I was circling. Whether that be Murakami, the Japanese star.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tiki will tell me signing with the Dodgers, or whether that be Kyle Tucker, who we wanted to trade for.
Mm-hmm.
I at no point was I saying the future of the Yankees depends on signing Vlad Guerrero Jr. So I, not happy is the wrong word, because I think anytime your team has a chance to get better, you'd want that. But I'm very indifferent in terms of my Yankee feeling. Like, I feel no way, one way or another, about Vlad Guerrero Jr. signing with the
Blue. We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Speaking of the Yankees, they will start their game at a little after 3 o'clock. You can hear that on the AM side. Anthony Volpe has a new nickname that he's approved of. We'll go through it and debate if this thing can actually stick. I'll give you a stat. You want a little Yankee stat?
Let's have a stat, Ev.
Wet your whistle before the Yankees take on the Detroit Tigers in the first of three. When the New York Yankees win games, okay, which they've done 6 times this season.
That's right.
Aaron Judge is 10 for 25 with 6 home runs and 17 RBIs. When the New York Yankees lose games, Aaron Judge is 1 for 12 with no home runs and no RBIs.
It's not exactly an encouraging stat from the standpoint of, you want the Yankees to be less reliant on always needing Judge to be a big reason why they win games.
That's early. Calm down. I wasn't giving you the stat to freak you out. I was just giving you info.
I'm not freaking out. It is a long season ahead. But as we know, this is now nothing new with the Yankees.
No, I understand.
They live and die by Judge.
The other stat I will give you, because I am keeping a running countdown on my tablet, so we are fully aware. Tommy Lugauer, who went outside the box about a month and a half ago when we were predicting who will lead off for the Yankees more than anybody else. Paul Goldschmidt has now done it 6 times this season. Austin Wells only did it once on opening day.
Amazing.
And in about 40 minutes, when the Yankees take on the Detroit Tigers, Benjamin Aloysius Rice will do it for the third time.
That's right.
So the current leadoff scoreboard is Goldie 6, Ben Rice 3, Austin Wells 1.
Do any of us have Ben Rice?
No.
No. You got to remember, though.
I got a big lead then.
When we made the Ben Rice prediction, I don't think any of us thought he was making the opening day roster either.
No.
I mean, everything took off after. We didn't even know about the muscle he had built up.
No. I think that even if we did, I don't know if any of us would have had the guts to pick him. So far, the guy that I picked, Jason Dominguez, has a 0. The guy that Sean Morash picked, Anthony Volpe, has a 0. And the guy that Tiki Barber picked, Jazz Chisholm, has a 0.
You're damn right. We all are big zeros. Who has Trent Grisham? Anybody? Maybe he's going to start hitting leadoff for this team.
He is shut out for now. Now, coming up in about 10 minutes or so, Anthony Volpe's new nickname, yay or nay. We'll let you take a listen to it coming up. 888-808-1019 is the number. Let's go to Chris in Bayshore to start this Monday afternoon. How are you, Chris?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hey, listen, about the Vlad thing, I think it's fine. I don't think that the Mets had they probably had interest, but I think they're looking at maybe Clifford as possibly first baseman of the future. And Pete's, you know, consistently gotten less respect than he deserves as long as he doesn't have to throw the baseball. So, I mean, I think they're pretty fine with it, and I don't think it's a big deal at all. And, you know, let him go to Toronto and see what happens.
Well, I'll never get to be proven right about this, because there are people, Tommy said it earlier, our good buddy Al Cintron was texting me this earlier as well, who will never believe this reality that I will state again on the radio. And I admit that I can never convince Al or Tommy of this reality. The Mets were never giving Vladimir Guerrero Jr. $500 million. I believe that deep in my soul.
We'll never know.
Now, we'll never know. And so that allows the fan fiction writers like Tommy and Al to say, they would have, Steve Cohen. But Steve Cohen is smart.
That's actually a good Al. I got to listen to him a little bit
later. That was actually my loogie.
Oh, was it?
Was that a good Al?
We already got enough people that sound like me here on the radio.
Al now does too.
Me, Al, and Sean sound alike.
Al's, let me tell you something right now. Al Cintron, I got to listen. Good listen.
No, he's a great listen.
He's good at what
Absolutely.
He does.
Tommy was a good listen on Saturday as well, by the way. Right after Joe B. So don't just put Al over. Put Tommy over too.
I heard Al. I didn't hear Tommy this week. You know I know Tommy's a good
listen. An excuse not to listen to you, Tommy. Look at this guy.
Caught Al making my ice cream run last night.
Maybe he turned me off when I was crushing his hockey team. But
oh, is that what you were doing? Well, so was he, I'm sure.
More on that later, by the way. I have to bend the knee and concede something.
Oh, very nice. We look forward to that. But the Mets were never giving this guy $500 million, and you want to know why? Because it would be stupid. Let's just admit that off the top. Does anybody in their right mind think giving Vladimir Guerrero Jr. a 14-year, $500 million deal is a smart move?
No, it's not.
It's dumb.
It's not.
It's dumb. And one thing about David Stearns is I don't think he's dumb. Let's go to John in Bayonne. How are you, John?
Evan, I was up at 3 o'clock, too.
There you go. We should start a group chat called, "We're up at 3 a.m. What's going on?"
Just what the world
needs.
Well,
you know what it was? You know, I'm goofy like you. You know, you get up. So what do? You go to the ESPN or the fan and listen to see what's going on. And I was like, hey, we don't got to trade for that guy. He's going to be a Yankee. He's going to be overpaid if you get him. We got to go after King. We got to go next year. Get money wisely.
You were cutting out a little bit, but I totally get your point. Like, the Yankees are interesting, and I hate thinking about next year, but there are a lot of guys that are going to be off the roster. Like, Paul Goldschmidt's a free agent. Cody Bellinger may be a free agent, so even if they have monster years this year, they may not be here next year. I agree. I don't know if Vladimir Guerrero Jr. would have been your target in aggressiveness during the offseason anyway, and I would look at it as, he's in my division. I think the contract stinks, so I get to take advantage of it over the next 15 years.
Yeah, and by the way, even if you think Flagaro Jr.'s contract over the next couple of years is going to be really good, let's not discount Boston in this situation if you're a Yankee fan, too. I think it's a much bigger problem if he's good, if he ends up in Boston, than Toronto. Not for nothing.
Let's go to Zach in New Jersey. What's up, Zach?
What's up, Evan, Sean? How you guys doing?
What's up, Zach?
Good, man. What's up?
Yeah, so beginning last year, you went through all of Pete Alonso's home runs, home run by home run.
Yes.
And determine if they were clutch or not.
Yes.
So I thought of a different way to do it, where you decide, you go through the five big hitters, obviously, as we know, and you decide whether it's clutch as they come up to the plate, and then you evaluate it that way. So to begin this year, I put together a top five, if you want to hear them.
All right, little top five list. Number five.
So do you want the worst percentage first or the best percentage?
Give us the best first. I'm in a good mood. Let's keep everybody happy today. Number five.
So Lindor, 5 for 9.
Nice. Yeah, he doesn't have a lot of hits this season, but man, they've been clutch.
Tied for second, Nimmo and Alonso, 5 for 10.
All right.
Third would be Soto, 2 for 8.
Yeah, Soto hasn't been as clutch as we have been dreaming of yet. He hasn't had those iconic moments yet. Like, Pete sort of had one on opening day with the Oppo home run. Juan hasn't had it yet, but it's only April 7th.
Counterpoint, if Lindor is better in those non-clutch areas, he creates more clutch areas for Soto.
Well, but Soto's had clutch opportunities. Opening day was certainly one of them. He had another one.
But you heard him, though. 2 for 8, according to him. There could be 12. You know what I mean? In those spots, no, Lindor's getting doubles in front of him.
I get you. It's also very, very early. It's very, very early. It's never early to win games. Like, I love the fact that the Mets and you love the fact that the Yankees are 6-3 to start, because get those wins, grab them, cuddle them, hug them.
Stash them in your pocket.
Stash them. Yeah, that probably made more sense than the cuddle one. I guess I'm thinking about my wife. We had some cuddling over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
A little date night on Saturday night.
A Mets sweep and some cuddles with the wife. What damn a weekend right in the Roberts house.
I was very proud of Saturday because we went to a concert. We went out. Went to a concert.
Oh, yeah?
Came home.
Did you know the artist you saw?
I did. Her name is Kylie Minogue.
Minogue. Yes.
So we saw.
Can you get her out of your head?
You know, I got to tell you a funny story about that. So my wife likes Kylie Minogue, but we just wanted to do something. Like, go out with your wife and we just want to do something.
Yeah.
We're not necessarily big fans of this. We just want to go do something.
Right.
So Saturday night we do it, and I was so proud of myself, man. I was in mid-season form. Phones put away, DVR, not connected to the outside world, which is healthy. So when the night was over, a little after midnight, I started the Met game. I had no idea what happened in Saturday night's game. Scored it, watched the whole thing. It was a very gratifying night. To be able to do both of those things is absolutely incredible. So we're there. We're having a good time. We're dancing. We're having some drinks. Like, all right. it's a date night. And my wife looks at me at about 10:45, because we're old. We're old people.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, I'm done. I said, really? She's like, we've been here for a couple of hours. I'm good. And she's like, I would have loved to have heard I Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Yeah, told you.
But I kind of have a feeling she's going to close with it.
Yeah.
And are we going to stick around longer than we want to when, we're good? And the truth is, I didn't know this about Kylie. She's actually most famous not for that. Do you know what she's most famous for? Don't say it. All right, you already said it.
The locomotion.
She's bad at these games. The locomotion. I had no idea, bro.
She's had multiple eras. She kind of has the Tom Brady era, you
yes,
know?
Yes.
Defense first, then a little bit of a gap, and then you really get clicking offensively. See, I will push back, though, Evan. Of all the things, I think a date night is great. And look, I get more tired by the year as I get older. A concert, though, if you're making the commitment to the concert, I think you got to make a commitment to say them because you know the hits are saved for last.
I want to walk you through an old man issue that I have, and luckily my wife has it too.
Luckily my wife has
it. Yeah, we both have the same issue. So, and you guys may laugh at me, or maybe people in the audience are going to be like, boy, Evan is such a rookie. So we have these tickets to see Kylie Minogue. You know what time
Minogue.
It's? Minogue. You know what it says time-wise on the ticket?
I know they screwed you. So I'm going to say that at 7 o'clock, she doesn't take the stage until 9:15.
It says 8 o'clock.
All right.
So we plan accordingly. I finally took Craig Carton's advice, who always said, go to Nick and Steph's. Go to Nick and Steph's right near Madison Square Garden.
You went to Nick and Steph's.
We go to Nick and Steph's. Have a wonderful dinner. Have a drink. Glare into each other's eyes. Talk about how much we love each other. How much Tommy can be sort of annoying. How much Sean Morash has grown over the last year and a half.
I would hope you're not talking about us.
We never mentioned you
guys. All right, good. Thank God. Okay, that makes me feel so much better, even in positive.
So we eat the dinner, and our thinking is like, all right, let's get there by 7:30. You know, we don't want to be late. It's 8 o'clock show. Get there by 7:30. The place is empty. I'm like, is there a show tonight? Like, what the hell's going on? 8 o'clock comes, still doesn't start. 8:10 comes, some opening act comes out. Never heard of the opening
act. Some opening act.
By the way, Tommy would have freaking loved the opening act. It was like I was on some kind of molly with loud sounds and lights going on constantly.
You talk about a fish out of water.
A fish completely out of water. So she was fine, by the way, like the opening act. But Kylie don't get out there till 9 o'clock. We've already been there for an hour and a half.
That's typical, you know, practice for these concerts.
You know what? I'm a rookie. What can I tell you? So now you do the math. By the time you get to 10:30, we're tired. We're pooped.
Yeah, but if she started at 9, 10:30, she's only got another half an hour in her. There's no way Kylie Minogue, she's not Bruce. She ain't playing more than 2 hours.
Yeah, that concert's wrapping up around 11, 11:15.
Well,
what an encore.
I'll tell you this. I have no idea.
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
Can I just push back slightly here? And I might put Evan in a rough spot here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well.
I'm never in a rough spot.
Your wife turns to you and says, Ev, I'm tired. We had a nice night out. Let's go home.
Yeah.
And you said, yes, let's leave.
I said to her, whatever you want. I'm feeling good if you want to stay.
Okay, good answer.
But this is... No, come on.
Because here's why. You watched the Met game at midnight, so clearly you had enough energy to continue your night watching the Mets.
Well, that's why I would never suggest leaving.
Right,
that's...
so you played it smart. There.
Oh, of course.
He did. Bro. Evan played it smart.
No. Listen, I'm not an idiot, bro.
Yeah, no, that was smart.
I fell for that once. I think there was one time where I was like, hey, we should go. And then meanwhile, I'm watching the Met game an hour later, and she's like, you're not that tired.
Correct. It's trap. Yeah. You answered it correctly.
Nah, man. I've been married for almost 10 years, Tommy. I don't fall for those little mistakes now. I'm all over it. But it was a great time. The point was, I got through the entire Met game. I had no idea what happened. I sat down midnight, got to watch the Metsies come back, beat the Blues. It was a fun night. Joey's in Jersey. What's up, Joey?
How you doing? I was at the game Saturday night, lost my voice screaming. So I got to get the Pete Alonso chance going. But the disrespect that Pete got from all the fans wanting Vlad Guerrero Jr., why can't we sign both? They're like delusional sometimes.
I know.
Just like telling them, like, You can't have both. You can't have Soto, who's going to be a DH, and then you have him on your roster. It's not going to work out. So, like, I got the Pete Alonso chant going all night. Let's go, Mets.
Nice.
Got on SNY, the whole nine yards.
Nice.
And I'll tell you, man, I got a tip of the hat from Pete. He knew I was there, man. I really strongly believe that in Mandy's press conference, he was talking about me, man. I had that place going nuts, dude.
Good for you, man. Good for you.
Pete Alonso, like, the loyalty is real between me and you, Evan. I'm telling you right now, this is the first time I ever got to talk to you.
Well, guess what? I'm going to surprise you. I'm about to surprise you, Joey. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, man.
I'm going to put you on hold because I want Tommy to take your information down. I'm going to get you tickets for a future Met game. I'm going to take care of you. Because if you're sparking the crowd like that,
that's a good job.
I put him on hold. Get his email. I'll take care of him. It's not going to be my season tickets or anything. I'm just going to find some freebies to get him. No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez. No, you're sick with him. Nine innings.
I'm joking around.
And you're not leaving early like it's a Minogue concert.
When do I leave Met games early, by the way?
Exactly why I have an issue with you leaving Kylie Minogue.
When your wife gives you a look, okay, of, hey, let's get out of here. Who says no?
I want to remind you, I sat next to you at a Met Red Sox game where you left your father-in-law sitting on a park bench so you could get through nine innings.
That's a different scenario entirely.
I just want you to keep that in mind.
More of your calls coming up. Plus, Anthony Volpe has been in the major leagues for 2+ years. He's never fully had a nickname. Has a nickname developed for Anthony Volpe? He has signed off on it. But does the Yankee fan out there sign off on it?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.